This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What led you to stop being a fan of something? 206-803-ROCK.
Looking at some of the text messages, I totally forgot about this, but I can understand why. And it has to do with the Sonics.
Oh.
So he says, I refuse to watch the NBA since we lost the Sonics. I'll watch again when they come back, from Marty and Yelm.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely really significantly decreased my NBA watching.
Yeah.
But not really on purpose. It's just like when you don't have a dog in the fight, it's kind of, it's not as fun.
I mean, full disclosure, I like the Sonics. I like going to games. I was never a huge NBA guy. I was always more of an NHL person. Like, if I'm going to spend time watching sports around this season, it's usually because I'm watching hockey as opposed to basketball. But I don't remember. I think the last time I watched a full NBA game was a Sonics game.
Yeah.
And so I'm with this. I'm with Marty and Yelm.
Bring them back.
Another person says, I refuse to drink Starbucks until the Sonics return. I was a massive fan, sometimes going twice a day. I miss their lattes.
Aww.
I'm kind of picturing that guy when the NBA finally makes that announcement. Like, they just triumphantly walk back into a Starbucks, like, get that latte, and just sit down and enjoy every sip.
Yes.
I wonder if it's as good as you remember it as being.
Probably not.
No. With Lady Gaga. Oh, wait, I was never a fan of hers in the first place.
Oh, was that Sarah?
I think it might have been. Yeah, yes. That looks like it, yep. Ooh, another one I forgot about, this drama that happened between Metallica and Napster. Someone said that I stopped being a fan of Metallica when they rallied against Napster. That was not metal.
Oh, my God. Those Napster days.
Do you guys remember the Napster? It wasn't a Napster-sanctioned video, but somebody made a video making fun of Lars and James, where, like, these cartoon versions, like, where Lars is, like, this little, like pipsqueak little, like, troublemaker, and James Hetfield was, like, this big oaf. It's like, Napster bad, Metallica good. It was one of the funniest videos that were out. It was, like, going way back, but one of those e-bounds were...
Oh, I loved those!
Yeah, right?
That was, like, early internet.
Someone said, I'm no longer a fan of the Seattle Kraken.
Oh.
They're not even 5 years in.
Oh, my God.
They said, I stopped being a fan when they fired Dave Hackstall. Now look at them. I was right.
Oh. That's the one guy that was right.
I don't know if Dave was the reason why they're not as good. I think there's a lot more to do with the team not being all that great. Ozzy Osbourne.
Why?
So he did nothing wrong, but my ex was a huge fan of his. She had an Ozzy tattoo, wore an Ozzy t-shirt, and a sexy photo shoot for me, but then she dumped me, and I can't listen to his stuff anymore. I still have the pics, though. LOL.
LOL.
What about you?
For me, so my favorite actor forever was Kevin Spacey, and then when he got into a bunch of trouble and had all that, you know, information that came out, I was like, okay, well, now I got to find a new favorite actor. So now I went with my second favorite actor is now my first favorite actor, and that's Edward Norton.
That's kind of like, it's not an actor, but it's a band. It's that band Brand New. And I know we've talked about it before, and I know, Danny, you know the band.
Yeah.
And I think you know them, too.
Yeah.
They were a big, like, popular in that emo pop punk kind of world. And I always thought they were, like, one of the best ones until, like, stuff came out about the lead singer that was not all that great. And I have never listened to them ever again. It just feels weird hearing a guy sing love songs and sing about stuff when you're like, man, you were doing some creepy stuff.
For sure.
I don't necessarily want to be paying attention to, and I'm not even a lyrics guy, but even then, it's just like, oh man, these songs are a lot weirder now knowing that information.
And there's a lot of bands out there. You can dump one.
Yeah, I switched over to Taking Back Sunday. Everything's good now. Yeah, it's absolutely. How about this? Domino's Pizza.
Why?
They screwed up my order back in 1992 and then argued with me about, and I have not ordered from them ever again.
You stand up for what is right.
Since 1992, they've changed.
I like that they remember the exact year.
Yes. Another person is not a fan of our Earl Thomas. After he flipped off the entire Seahawks sideline, then went over to Baltimore, and then had a threesome with his brother and a bunch of other crap. Yeah, he's a piece of crap.
Ooh, ouch.
Forgot about the brother threesome thing.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
I mean, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame just for that.
What led you to stop being a fan of something? 206-803-ROCK.
Someone said I stopped listening to the Chili Peppers in 2004 just because of some creepy stuff that came out about Anthony Kiedis. And yeah, that person's not a fan of him. I forget about some of these stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Danny?
Ooh, you know, honestly, Avril Lavigne. Because ever since she married Chad Kroeger from Kruger, however you say his name, from Nickelback, I just couldn't get over it. Couldn't get over the fact that she would lower her standards enough to marry somebody from Nickelback. So, you know, I just could not listen to her music for a
while. I feel like that might be the only good decision she's ever made.
I mean, I agree. She married up.
Married up.
Someone said it's tough to listen to and watch Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever, I mean, I used to, did you grow up watching The Cosby
Absolutely.
Show? I feel like The Cosby Show raised most of
us. That was a staple in our household.
And, like, he was just the epitome of, like, this. The dad we all wish we had, and then we realized, no, none of us
Not
wish we
so
had
much.
Him. Yeah.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.